What really happened during the Mexican War by
Nicole,
Asher,
Kevin,
Zachary,
and Dominic. The year was 1821 when Mexico declared itself free from Spain. Mexico allowed farmers from the U.S. to settle in Texas, but suddenly everything changed when James K. Polk gained power in 1844.
Mr. President, you've asked to have a word with us?
Yes. I've been keeping my eyes out on Texas for quite a while now, and I think now it's time to make a move. Manifest Destiny states that we must expand westward, and because of the Donation Land Claim Act, we can easily improve and take the land that those Mexicans have. We need to take action.
Yes, sir.
Now tell your men to prepare the horses at once. We must leave right away to meet with the Mexican general.
Yes, sir.
Good day, Mr. President. Having a great time in the country? I was hoping you'd be willing to trade between our nations. Do you agree?
No. I'm here to offer you $30 million to purchase Texas and New Mexico. After all, the Donation Land Claim Act states that as long as we improve the land and stay on it for a while, then we can have it. And since this is the case, you should have no problem selling the land over.
What? You can't just barge in here, make up laws, and expect me to just hand my land to you on a silver platter. Get out and tell your men to stay on the other side of the Nueces River.
My men would never dare set foot over the river. And last I recall, it was the Rio Grande. But we should settle this on the battlefield like real gentlemen.
After the tensions inside the meeting room and months of sophisticated plans and thinking from both sides, they both met at the Rio Grande, and that's where the action began.
I told you to stay off our land. Men, load your guns. Fire!
I got the guy on the left. We just got out of war with France. We don't need conflict with America. Get ready to fight with the Americans.
Everyone, we must flank them.
Guys, watch your back. We have soldiers incoming. Grab your guns. Ugh, I'm hit.
Man down, man down. Someone get this man a medic.
On it. Sir, you got a bullet right in your lower intestine. If you aren't treated immediately, you could die. Oh, so no. I'm going to need you to stay still.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to rest for a while now.
After 2 years of war, the Treaty of Guadalupe marked the end of the war and the start of expansion for America. 25,000 Mexicans and 13,000 American troops died. Mexico would never forget this day. Today, the tensions are once again rising back to the surface, and we are not physically, but mentally at war.